Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Shania Matthew, journalist at The Print, and today I bring you details of the fresh controversy over Nadav Lapid's remarks on the Kashmir files. Last month, at the closing ceremony of the International Film Festival of India, Nadav Lapid, who was serving as the head of the jury, called the Kashmir files a propaganda film and said that it should not have been made a part of the official competition selection at the festival. In his closing remarks, Lapid said, before a crowd that included dignitaries and prominent members of the film industry, there were 15 films in the international competition, the front window of the festival. 14 out of them had the cinematic qualities and evoked vivid discussions. We were, all of us, disturbed and shocked by the 15th film, The Kashmir Files. That felt to us like a propaganda, vulgar movie, inappropriate for an artistic, competitive section of such a prestigious film festival. The Kashmir Files is based on the mass exodus of Kashmiri Hindus from the valley in the 1990s and generated significant controversy upon release earlier this year. Local BJP units across the country had booked entire multiplexes and organized free screenings of the film for people in large numbers. The day after Lapid's comments, Israel's envoy to India, Naor Gilin, had apologized to India in an open letter on Twitter. Gilin wrote that Lapid had abused the Indian invitation to chair the judges panel in the worst way. The buzz continued when Naor Gilin posted a screenshot of the anti-Semitic messages he had received on Twitter, calling Adolf Hitler a great person and supporting the Holocaust on 3rd December. In his tweet, Gilin withheld the identity of the person, writing, "Even though he doesn't deserve my protection, I decided to delete his identifying information." In a follow-up tweet, Naor Gilin said that he was touched by the support he had received upon posting the message. And in the most recent turn of events, a joint statement posted on Twitter on Sunday by the IFFI jury members Jinko Godho with fellow jurors Pascal Chavance and Javier Angulo Barturin as the undersigned said they knew of and agreed with what Nadav Lapid said about the Kashmir files at the event in Goa. Jinko Godho is an Oscar-nominated American producer. Javier A. Barturin is a documentary filmmaker and journalist from France, and Pascal Chavance is a film editor from France. In their joint statement, the jurors highlighted that Lapid had said he did not mean to deny the tragedy of Kashmiri Pandits, but had only commented on the movie's cinematic manipulations and that the tragedy deserves a serious movie. Sudipto Sen, the lone Indian on the jury, on Saturday maintained that the remarks made by Israeli filmmaker Nadav Lapid were his personal opinion, even as three other jurors came out in support of the jury head. Sen told PTI that they awarded 5 films which didn't include the Kashmir files, and that this decision was unanimous. After that, jury board's work is done. Sudipto Sen said that they knew he didn't agree with them, which is why his name is not on the joint statement. "I was the only Indian on the jury. I should have been part of that statement of the jury board. If they have excluded me, that means they know that Sudipto does not stand by it, because that is not the truth," he said. Sen's latest film, The Kerala Story, is about girls from Kerala being recruited into ISIS. The film has received flak for inflating the number of such incidents. That's all I have for you right now. This is Shania Matthew, journalist at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM.